Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. I want to let you, the listeners, know that after today's show, I'll be taking a leave of absence to take care of an ill family member. I plan to be back on the air in late winter, early spring. And here at WWH right now, we're in the middle of our fall fundraiser. If you'd like to show your support for all of our great programming here at the station, please go to our website, wwuh.org, where you can make a donation. And I also want to remind everyone that there are two 9/11 truth groups that I really want to encourage you to follow. They're really doing great things to expose the truth of what happened on 9/11. And one of them is Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and their website is ae911truth.org. And the other one is the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry, and their website is lc4911.org. They're two fantastic groups with really courageous, determined, smart, admirable human beings. And I really encourage you to follow them and the work they're doing. The Lawyers Committee is suing. They've got, I don't know, five or six different lawsuits going concerning different aspects of 9/11 and different government agencies. So I encourage you to check them out and support them in any way you can. Another group of heroes for me are the people involved in the World Freedom Alliance and the World Doctors Alliance. And their website is theworlddoctorsalliance.com. So worlddoctorsalliance.com. And you can go there, and they have lots of videos and information supporting their views of how we are really being taken, we're being had with this alleged pandemic. They're spearheading the worldwide resistance to the Great Reset planned by the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, and other ruling elites who have created the alleged pandemic to move their agenda forward for one world government, keeping most of us poor and under their control. Unless you're one of them, you're probably not going to like what they have in store for us. So today you're going to hear from one of the members of the World Doctors Alliance, and her name is Professor Dolores Cahill. She's got a degree in molecular genetics and a PhD in immunology. She's going to be discussing what the group has been involved in and the response they're getting to their work. So here she is, Professor Dolores Cahill.
Hello, Dublin. Hello, my brothers and sisters. It's great to be here. Woo! Okay, so the theme of my speech today is, for evil to succeed, it is enough for men and women to do nothing. So I'm just going to call out what's going on, the plans that I've been involved in, and the wonderful world that we're trying to build. But first of all, I would like to say that maybe we should just reflect and thank our police force and the army in Ireland, because I have got messages since my speech in Cork that a lot of the police and the army are very unhappy with what they are being required to do. So just want to thank our police. You know, I was spent the last week in England because the British Isles is actually the center of the kickback in the world. We have beautiful respect for our natural laws and our universal laws, and we are born with freedom in our bones, and no one can take away from us. So it was my great pleasure for the last week to be with members of broad sections of English and British society, including veterans who are protecting me. So I want to say, Ireland, England, Scotland and Wales, the eyes of the world are on us. We are going to reignite the flame of freedom. So if you want to repeat anything, what I was thinking for my speech, it came up in a lot of meetings, is enough is enough now, okay? Enough is enough now, okay? We've had enough. So I'm just going to walk you through the story of why I'm here. Then some of the things that we've been getting up to, as some famous scientist sent me an email and said, Dolores, I see you're causing trouble again. And I would say, bring it on. You know, I'm at 1%. Bring it on. And actually, I was very happy to be in Germany, where some of the very senior military people in Europe, because of the death threats that we've been getting,
not just me, but I'll talk briefly about the court case where the people have been involved, for example, in the mass, their families have been threatened, as have I, as have one of the doctors who lost his job in Copenhagen, collapsed because of the pressure of the additional death threats in Copenhagen. They have been threatening to cut the fingers of our children and kill our grandparents and families, and that was one of the reasons why I left Ireland for a few weeks to take attention off of my family. But the military, you know, have been trying to protect us, so there are good people in the military and they're connecting with people around the world to protect us. So obviously I'm not going to get protection because I'm not going to live in fear. But I just want you to know that there are a lot of good people around the world in the police. And if you saw, there was a policeman in New South Wales in Australia who basically wrote a fabulous letter, because really there are multiple elements that continue the lockdown. And if the doctors did not continue to write COVID-19 on death certs for people that didn't do it, and police, as I saw, because I enter Ireland circuitously these days, because I have never filled a passenger locator form, because if you do, you're actually giving up your rights. I have never worn a mask, even at gunpoint in Frankfurt, O'Connor. That if the military and the security and the United Nations, you know, infiltration of the police force, as we see in Trafalgar Square, where they are actually beating elderly people and peaceful protesters, that if the police and the military and the doctors do not play along with this farce, then it cannot happen. So basically, enough is enough now, right? For evil to succeed. So just very briefly, I hope this message goes around the world. It's like a 5-minute tour where we are, how I knew it was wrong in the first SARS, why I'm here as a mother, what we are doing in the World Doctors Alliance, the World Freedom Alliance, and the future that we're trying to build. And I say what we want to do actually is that as of now, you are paying your taxes for the state to infringe all of our rights, and we are paying their salaries. If politicians and civil servants in Ireland and around the world collude in unnecessary harm and death, that is actually the crime of genocide. And we could actually have a referendum that all of them would, in their clause as civil servants and policemen, no longer have rights to actually be employed in the Irish state or get their salaries. And we need to... So in some of my speeches and in my interviews, I am saying I am now calling for peaceful civil disobedience of every Irish person. So enough is enough now. For evil to succeed, it is enough for men and women to do nothing. And even if we are 1% of the population, you are the leaders. Enough is enough now. So how did we know this was wrong? So in SARS-CoV-2, or SARS, the original SARS, the WHO website, if you look at it, it says there's a mortality rate of 10% for SARS. 17 years ago, anyone would think of 100 people, 10 people might die, right? 10% mortality rate. But the magic trick, how it worked, they did the exact same thing, SARS-CoV-2. They just tested 8,000 people in the whole world, and 774 of them were positive. And 17 years later, they said the mortality rate is 10%. But as Nobel Prize winner Michael Levitt said, you have to compare the people who die with all of the population of the world, because everybody gets these viruses. Okay, very simply, so that every prime minister, if they get elected and they're going to do these lockdowns which cause huge harm, they just have to look at the pandemic declaration, all of you can search from it, the 11th of March 2020, how many people died. But back in SARS, the chance of dying was 774 people out of a population of 700 million people. 7,000 million people. So your chance of dying was 1 in 8 million. But still, the World Health Organization call it a mortality rate of 10%. And that's how the magic trick works. It's very simple. So in Ireland, sadly, one person died back in 2003 from SARS. And that's how the pandemic scam works, okay? They have huge fears for these viruses. They select a small number of people, determine some, you know, a relatively large proportion. So in March, they were saying the mortality rate for SARS-2 was 6% or 3% to scare everybody. But when they announced the pandemic, every year about 500,000 people die in the world. And so what every prime minister, so Leo Varadkar and Boris Johnson, should have asked them, you want to lock down the world, you want to declare a pandemic? How many people have died? So coronaviruses are seasonal. They only cause illness and symptoms between December and April. And they declared the pandemic on the 11th of March 2020. So for 4 months, in all of the world, they had tested 114 countries. Normally 500,000 people die every year. 4,000 people died, 1%. 1%. So you would have think if you're going to declare a pandemic, it was more than every other year. So you would expect 500,000 or double. But it was a fraction within the margin of error. So the very fundamental question is, from day one, there was no need to declare a pandemic. And so then we have to ask, what the hell is going on? What the hell is going on, right? So there was no need from day one to call a pandemic. So then you have to take off the glasses of this virus and COVID-19 and look at what is actually going on. They are confining us to our homes. They are decimating small businesses. They are closing down small restaurants and hotels and the travel industry and the tourist industry. For a virus that causes a fraction, there are treatments that are 100% effective, vitamins D, C, and zinc. So this whole scam, take off the glasses, stop talking about viruses and PCR tests and cases, and look, the police are confining us to our homes. This is tyranny. They are telling us we cannot move within 5 kilometers. They are saying that you have to get tested to decide whether you can take a flight. I was in Birmingham Airport yesterday evening. It was totally empty, like a ghost town. There was 2 flights out on a Friday evening. What is actually going on is they are trying to get you used to your rights and freedoms being taken away so that your children think it's normal. So enough is enough. We are not having it, and for evil to succeed, it is enough for men and women to do nothing. So we are doing something. And why I am not afraid is their whole lockdown only works if the journalists and the photographers and the people who are getting huge salaries on News Talk, like Pat Kenny, we have to call it out, like Miriam O'Callaghan, like Brian Tuberty, like Anya Lawler, I've forgotten, Claire Byrne, right? So we need to tell them that crimes against humanity are actually instigated by causing fear. And fear is only communicated, but they're not telling people that actually there is a prevention and treatment, and this virus is very similar, and nobody after May can actually die of COVID-19, right? If it's a coronavirus causes it, there is no death after May. So whatever is the causative agent of COVID-19, it's something else. So crimes against humanity are when the media calls fear, and that fear ends up in death. And I've been very happy to be working with judges on the International Tribunal of Natural Justice. And we are actually, this year in 2020, taking cases against all of the perpetrators of this crime, including every prime minister and scientists, and it is a great honor for me to be nominated as one of the judges in this Crimes Against Humanity that will happen in the summer. So what we are doing then is uniting doctors and scientists around the world, and we formed in the summer with Dr. Mohammed Adil, one of the first doctors who got fired with an unblemished career after 30 years. He had a video discussing accurately 4 papers on hydroxychloroquine. He got a tap in the shoulder by an administrator to say, you're fired. And just with notice of 5 days, the medical organization took away his license to practice. So Dr. Mohammed Adil set up the World Doctors Alliance. And with Dr. Sack Cutts and myself, I'm very happy to be president of the World Doctors Alliance. You know, there are thousands of Doctors for Truth organization around the world. And this is really an issue. Every doctor that does not give you a cert to say you are exempt if you have the conditions, they are part of the problem, right? For evil to succeed, it is enough for doctors to not give you a medical exemption, okay? They are individually part of the problem. So, of course, these doctors know that what's going on is wrong, and they are on the right side of history. It might be that we get death threats and that our families are threatened, or that we have no income, but eventually these doctors are standing up. So part of the next solution is that we founded now the World Freedom Alliance, and with Dr. Heike Schoening in Germany, we have to shout out, and Monica Hellebrand in Sweden is chair, Heike is vice chair. We have 45 countries around the world, and I'm again president, very honored to be elected president. So what we're saying is the next big meeting of the World Freedom Alliance is in Berlin, New Year's Eve. We want more than 1 million people, so party in Berlin, New Year's Eve. So just to give you an example of the mass case, okay, in the World Freedom Alliance, we have a pillar for banking and economics, and that's led by Mads Pavik, a former investment banker from Denmark. And actually, with pots and pans, Mads in Copenhagen and Denmark got the parliament, they stayed with pots and pans, so peaceful civil disobedience, that all of the members of parliament did not put through a mandatory vaccination law a week ago. So fair play to Mads. So that is an example of peaceful civil disobedience. So if you have pots and pans, we could maybe, you know, visit people like those on the science advisory committees or various ministers. I'm not advocating violence, but enough is enough. Enough is enough. And I am calling out Neffet. They are Neffet. That wherever they meet, you know, you can go there with pots and pans and just let them hear that for evil to succeed, it is enough for the Neffet committee to not talk, speak the truth. Everybody knows there is prevention and treatment for this disease. The main question is, why are they not making it available? Why are the media not making it available? Okay. So then just to say, the World Freedom Alliance, we have small precedence court cases. As you know, maybe you may know, in Madrid, the lockdown was deemed unconstitutional. So there is no lockdown measures because it's infringed on fundamental freedoms. Madrid is a freedom city, which is great. Portugal, they have deemed the PCR testing not to be a reflection of an infectious disease. So all of this legislation is based on a public health emergency PCR test. The PCR tests do not test infection. So Portugal has said no more PCR testing. So we are winning. But in Germany, this was done by solidfacts.org and Manuel Döring, under health and safety, if the biggest crime is that the elderly are in the old folks' homes, but that teenagers are required to wear masks in school. It is shocking. It is a crime against that generation. So Manuel Döring took a precedence case that there is health and safety law for masks, that you after 2 hours you should be told, and he proved that masks cause permanent brain damage. So if you're a parent and your children are in school, after 2 hours, so if they are required to wear them for 40 hours, you are causing your children significant harm. And he did a court case that just is applicable in Dusseldorf, but because we won that case, it has implications for every teacher and every principal and every employer across the world and in Ireland. That we won that court case and we used a PR campaign. And the statement that was 2 pages got 13 million downloads in 6 hours. And 1,100 million views in 5 days. So unfortunately, that company has been destroyed and the bank accounts have been shut down and the web pages have disappeared and the people involved have had death threats, including to their families, and are now on the run out of Germany. Okay, so obviously that we are having huge pushback and that's why we're getting death threats. But I did an interview in America the day after and I said, you know, that means 1 in 6 of the world population is looking at us now. So one way to push back, of course, is to sue people that force you to wear masks, right? But they're insurance companies, okay? Because, for example, there are airlines that require you to wear masks, which means they are causing permanent brain damage to people who fly, including teenagers and children. So all you have to do is sue the insurance company for permanent brain damage, which would be about $250,000, which is what we did. We bought shares and we wrote to the CEO of companies and their boards to say, what's your indemnity insurance and how much cover do you have? Because if you're flying, you know, 10,000 people every day, and for every €200 ticket, you've got $250,000 liability, you don't have enough insurance. So therefore, you can't fly because you're trading fraudulently and the CEO needs to make the shareholders available. And the companies, the globalist airlines like Qantas or SAS or KLM that are acquiring vaccines, they are now liable for the adverse events of those vaccines multi-generationally, right? Because the vaccines with RNA will have huge issues. So that means that actually all of the airlines in the world are now bankrupt, right? Because they actually are trading fraudulently because they are amounting. And that means that the airlines of the world that are perpetuating the lockdown, that were requiring these PCR tests, they are now going into Chapter 11, like Norwegian Airlines. So I put out a call for any owners of airlines in the world, if they wanted to join with me to develop a new brand of airline that would push back on governments to say, if you go on this airline, we are not doing any PCR testing, we are not doing any vaccines. And of course, now that we have the World Freedom Alliance, so we have all of the doctors and scientists in the pillar, we have all the lawyers in the world and with us, like Robert Kennedy's lawyers, Mary Holland, Reiner Fulmick, Rocco Gelati, all of the people in the world, and some of the multi-millionaires who are funding that, and billionaires who are fighting for freedom behind the scenes, that I am saying that this Freedom Airways will have the lawyers of the world with us, so that if the government says, no, 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 you have to have a PCR test, you have to have a vaccine, the airline will push back against, for example, the Irish government and say, wait a minute, don't we have inalienable rights of freedom to travel? Doesn't our preamble of the Constitution recognize our inalienable rights? And part of freedom of speech is freedom to travel. Part of freedom of speech is freedom to assemble. But it is enshrined in our Constitution as well. And didn't we have a referendum in Ireland that we could travel? And don't we have a common travel area with the United Kingdom? So you could have, you know, have the first flight and then say to the individual prime ministers or ministers for transport that if you are doing something that's unlawful and constitutional, we will win, but we can sue you individually under malfeasance and malfeasance in public office, because if you are bringing in acts that are actually unconstitutional, that individual minister and prime minister and president who signed that in Ireland can personally be sued under malfeasance for the loss of income for all of the people that couldn't fly. So after that interview, two owners of airlines around the world have contacted me, and we are now branding Freedom Airways around the world. So fair play. And of course, the billionaires that we have been helping in their fighting for court cases around the world, we don't ask them for anything. But I rang them up and said, there is an innovation opportunity, because the new, wonderful, joyous world that we are building will require a health system where your doctor actually gives you treatments and tells you that vitamin D is actually good. And you don't get 6 months in prison for prescribing hydroxychloroquine, like in Australia, one of the safest drugs in the world. So for all of you with innovators, there is a hard year coming. You know, they are calling it a dark winter. And if I were you, I would stock up in food, because the plan is to have a bomb in Rotterdam that will cut the food supply. Their plan is to cut the electricity and the internet and the ATM machines, and to put in martial laws to say you can't actually leave your house and cut off the electricity. But once you know the plan, it's not so scary. We've had whistleblowers in England that signed the Official Secrets Act that have looked at the PCR testing, and the PCR is how you vaccinate animals if you want to have a look. And in those PCR testing, they have found, now don't worry, there's no virus, okay? What I'm going to say is not that you're going to get sick, but fragments, what I'm going to say is that in the PCR test, they have found fragments of Ebola, fragments, okay? And we know from China, like obviously Bill Gates can predict the future. So what I've been saying is in the World Freedom Alliance, we already have a committee for COVID-21. Because Bill Gates can predict the next virus, so can we. And we already now have the committees of the doctors and scientists in the world, the lawyers. We have the structure for crimes against humanity. We have all the legal letters to hold individual people to account. But the other pandemics they have coming is around the plague, which is botulism, and Y. pestis, and maybe Ebola, okay? So part of the thing is, if you know that's their plan, then when the media come out in March and say, oh my God, there's another coronavirus, that you know it's there. And we say, okay, you Miss Journalist, you are lying. And we are going to sue you because it is a crime against humanity to report something and cause fear. Okay? So just to say, we are doing this Freedom Airlines. We are ready for the next so-called pandemics. And we are now in 2020 making this Crimes Against Humanity Tribunal, and we were writing it to every president and every prime minister, because every day in Ireland of the lockdown, on average, you are losing 13,000 years of life. So everybody in Ireland alive now, because of the lockdown, is losing one day of life. For 6 months of the lockdown, all of your lives are shortened. These politicians should do a harm-benefit analysis. Every day they are continuing the lockdown. Every day the doctors are continuing calling COVID-19 for people which have other causes of death. Every day the police, there is no need for masks. The police are wearing masks. You are required to wear masks. They are causing more harm than good. You can collect that evidence yourself. We will encourage you to take claims against the employers, against the teachers, for to sue them personally. Not that we want to be suing doctors and teachers, but we want to change their behavior. We have to hit it where it hurts. So I would say enough is enough now for evil to succeed. It is enough for men and women to do nothing. We are not doing anything. Join the Irish Freedom Party. Join freedom parties around the world. And the very last thing is that I would like you to decide how you want to do peaceful civil disobedience. Do you want to take Mats Pavik's tip and have pots and pans and go outside ministers' homes? I would say it is time to go outside ministers' homes. I don't care. I think find where the people in Neffet live and tell them they are a disgrace. They are a disgrace to their profession. And then the last thing I will say is that this is the easiest tyrannical regime to undermine. And how you do it is, I am calling in Ireland and around the world, is that every Saturday, that everyone will invite as many friends as you can to your homes and join the party every Saturday until Christmas. And then each of you organize the biggest party between Christmas Eve and Christmas, have the biggest sleepovers, but more importantly, the elderly and our loved ones in the care homes are not prisoners. They need to be taken home for Christmas, and we are going to celebrate Christmas in the world and end the lockdown. Thank you very much.
And again, you were just listening to Professor Dolores Cahill from Ireland, president of the World Freedom Alliance. And that was a speech given recently in Dublin. And I'm going to end the show today with a song that just came out recently by Van Morrison. He's done three songs on the alleged corona pandemic. This one is called No More Lockdown. And this is only the first part of the song.
No more lockdown, no more government overreach, no more fascist bullies disturbing our peace, no more taking of our freedom and our God-given rights, pretending it's for our safety, when it's really to enslave.
This concludes this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you all in a few months.